From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted to welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message entitled Spiritual Fighting and Fruit-Bearing, part of a series dealing with life in the Spirit, showing from the Bible what a Holy Spirit-filled life should look like. The text for this series is Galatians chapter 5, one of the clearest New Testament passages concerning this subject. Dr. Cairns is focusing today on verses 16 and 17. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." In introducing the message, Dr. Cairns first took time to define what is meant by lust in this passage. Essentially, lust describes the evil power in our flesh that constantly seeks to assert itself against God's control. On the other hand, the Holy Spirit evidences His presence in the believer by opposing the desires of the flesh and asserting His dominion. Furthermore, as we'll see today, the Holy Spirit produces spiritual fruit as the governing virtues in the Christian's life. In regard to this aspect of the Spirit's work, Dr. Cairns explains what this spiritual fruit is, for many believers live in bondage through a misunderstanding in this area. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled Godly Stability. The text is found in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 20. "And I will make thee unto this people a fenced brazen wall, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee to save thee and to deliver thee, saith the Lord." Stability in the fear and faith of God will make a man like a wall of brass which no one can batter down or break. Only the Lord can make such, but we need such men in the church and in the world, but specially in the pulpit. Against uncompromising men of truth, this age of shams will fight tooth and nail. Nothing seems to offend Satan and his seed like decision. They attack holy firmness, even as the Assyrians besieged fenced cities. The joy is that they cannot prevail against those whom God has made strong in His strength. Carried about with every wind of doctrine, others only need to be blown upon, and away they go. But those who love the doctrines of grace, because they possess the grace of the doctrines, stand like rocks in the midst of raging seas. Whence this stability? I am with thee, saith the Lord. That is the true answer. Jehovah will save and deliver faithful souls from all the assaults of the adversary. Hosts are against us, but the Lord of hosts is with us. We dare not budge an inch, for the Lord Himself holds us in our place, and there we will abide forever.
Thy will.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
all kinds of churches as an organization of apostasy. Deliberate, vicious, downright, wholehearted apostasy. It is a place where Christ is not present, and I make that statement without fear of contradiction. It is a place, an organization that was set in motion to reverse the Reformation. It was an organization that remains an organization that embraces every sort of Christ blaspheming apostasy that you can imagine. It's a place, and it's real assemblies. We all have said prayers for the dead. We all have sent up their prayers to the Virgin Mary. And out in Western Canada, we were out there protesting them in the 1980s, where they even got around a fire with Native Indians and worshipped the spirits of their ancestors. That's the real country of churches. And what does God say about that? I think that you could take the words from John in the Revelation, chapter 18, come out of Almighty God. I think you can see the description of courage for every unclean bird. And God has no truck with it. And Christians should have no truck with it. Yet the Christian said, well, now, we stay into it, our light shine. We stay into it, our light shine. Let me tell you, the place to let your light shine is outside. The place to let your light shine is where Jesus is, not where he is not. The place to let the light shine is in the ground of obedient separation unto God. But that the Lord led me to stand. Remember when I was 19 years old and God called me to the ministry of the Free Church, my immediate superior in the firm in which I worked, who was a civic man, an elder in the Presbyterian Church, which was a part of this great ecumenical sin, was greatly moved. He and I were very good friends, but he was greatly moved. And he told me he felt the Lord was leading him also into the ministry. I don't think that was a wise thing. I don't think the Lord led at all, but I can't be definitive about the Lord's leading in another man's life unless I've got it in Scripture. Sam was a brilliant, highly principled, very learned and able insurance executive. He certainly knew the brokerage business inside out. And as a minister, he has continue to be a very good insurance man. But he told me the Lord's leading me, and I'm going to study for the Presbyterian ministry. I said, Sam, the Lord may be leading you to be a minister. That I can't say. But in the authority of that book, I can tell you he's not leading you into apostasy. That's all that's true. The Holy Ghost does not lead them into the indulgence of the flesh. I hear Christians talking about the Christian liberty. It's not going to be the right and days and smoke and do whatever they want to do. Liberty is not license. It is not the leader of the Holy Ghost. Puts man out into this indulgence of the flesh. It's the very opposite. The Holy Ghost always opposes and subdues the works of the flesh. Always. When a Christian is pulled in the direction away from any of these things, it is the Holy Ghost that's pulling him away from them. When there's a battle against the flesh, it's the Holy Ghost conducting that battle. When the flesh is leading you in a certain direction, then you feel this turmoil in your conscience, it's the Holy Ghost that's causing that turmoil. And listen, the Scripture says, quench not the Spirit.
Spirit. But rather, as Paul here says, walk in the Spirit. Did you discover something? The way of Christian victory is easy. Now, listen carefully to what I said. The way of Christian victory is easy. I didn't say Christian victory is easy, because the devil will fight and the flesh will fight. But how do you live in victory? Verse 16, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not the lusts of the flesh. Walk under the control of the Spirit. Walk to follow the leading of the Spirit. Walk in obedience to the word of the Spirit. Hear what the Spirit said to the churches. Listen, if we walk in the Spirit, we shall not fulfill the rest of the flesh. For the Holy Ghost opposes the domination of the flesh. But the third thing is this. The Holy Ghost does more than oppose the works of the flesh. He produces spiritual fruit as the governing virtues of the Christian's life. Verse 22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and he gives us the ninefold fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Ghost is doing a twofold work. First, to subdue the flesh, very vital work, and then to produce spiritual fruit. Now, you can't have the second without the first. And you really can't have the first without the second. These two things go together. As he subdues the flesh, what is he doing? He's breaking up the clods, to use the Old Testament term. He's breaking up the ground of our heart. And why is he pounding up our heart like this? It's to produce a spiritual harvest. The Holy Spirit is not only there to suppress the flesh, but to produce spiritual fruit. Notice very carefully that the proof of spiritual life is spiritual fruit. I know that it was said of false professors, by their fruits you shall know them. That is what Jesus said about false professors. By their fruits you shall know them. It doesn't stand to reason if you know false professors by their fruits. That's only because you also know Christians by their fruits. The proof of spiritual life is spiritual fruit. If the root is there, then the fruit will be there as well. But notice, I'm talking about fruit, not roots. This has nothing to do with something worked up by the flesh. This is rather what you call the natural expression of the new man in Christ. What is fruit? Fruit is the natural, and of course supernatural, but it is the natural result of union with Christ. What does a branch do to bear fruit? What does it do? Now, growing up in Northern Ireland, we had a very modest orchard in our backyard. But the best, I couldn't tell you what the particular apple trees were. Some of them I could, but there was one we never could discover the name of it. I can't do it now for the house is sold, but I used to be desperately tempted to break the law and to get a good slip of this thing and smuggle it into the United States and see if we could grow it here, because they were the best apples I ever tasted, and nobody could tell me what they were. But you know, many a time I went was down the garden, there was another apple tree, and you could see where something had happened. And yet, despite it all, there was fruit there. I used to go to a fairly deep down in the tree. There was this ugly-looking grass, and wondered what on earth had happened to him, what disease had ever got into that particular tree. But as we looked around it, branches were growing. They produced abundant fruit. What did they do to produce that fruit? Nothing. They just were branches. They were related to the tree. What was in the tree was going out to them. The root was producing the fruit. What do you do to produce fruit? It's not what you do, it's what you be. It's what you are. It's where you abide. Jesus said in John 14, 4 and 5, abide in me, which simply means live in me. Which is another way of saying walk in the Spirit. All these things are equivalent statements. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same beareth forth much fruit. That's a statement of fact. It's not a command. It's a statement of fact. If you abide in Christ, you will bring forth fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. Fruit is the proof of spiritual life. And this fruit grows in every area of the Christian's life. I said, verse 22, 23, give us a nine-fold fruit of the Spirit. They seem to fall naturally into three groups of three. The first three, love, joy, and peace, preeminently speak of our fruit toward God. The second three, long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness, will emphasize our fruit toward others. While the final three, fear, weakness, and temperance, will speak more of the fruit toward or within ourselves. But here are the three great areas of life: the Godward area, the outward or otherward area, and then the inward area. The upward life, the outward life, the inward life, that's the totality of our Christian experience. And what we are being taught here is that there is spiritual fruit for every area of Christian life. The Holy Ghost suppressing, subduing, defeating the flesh and its self-assertiveness in all these areas. Because let me tell you, the flesh will assert itself in your relationship with God. The flesh will assert itself in your relationship with others. The flesh will assert itself in ruining your life. And against all the rules, there is the fruit of the Spirit.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.